CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Bob Zimmerman, reminding everybody there's a Kickstarter campaign underway to bring to video games pioneerspacegame.com. On Bob's site, you can find all these links. It connects to Bob's story of Pioneer, the science fiction book he has published, which is available on ebooks. The mystery that drives pioneerspacegame.com is a mystery that we now have in real time, because something hit the moon within these last days, something that's described as a rocket stage, perhaps a first or second stage booster. But whose is it? Who did this? Bob, the mystery continues. Who are the suspects, Agatha Christie?
There is only one suspect. They deny it, but they don't deny it very effectively, and that suspect is China. It's almost certain that the rocket upper stage that impacted the moon's far side on March 4th was a Chinese launch that occurred in 2014. That launch was in connection with the Chinese plans to launch a sample return mission to the moon, which was a different launch which did occur. And China has said its stage from that later launch was not this stage, but we know that it wasn't this stage. This is almost certainly a Chinese stage. Now, it was supposed to hit the moon on March 4th this year. It supposedly has, though we don't have a confirmation yet. We're going to have to wait until Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter flies overhead and you get pictures of where the impact was supposed to be and actually get some pictures of the impact. But it probably happened, because they're not getting any more orbital data of this object. It was probably a Chinese stage, John. And, you know, they'll deny it, but it doesn't matter.
Do the lunar orbiters have cameras good enough to read serial numbers if they...
No, they can't do that. But the lunar reconnaissance orbiter will get a picture of the impact crater. It will not. There will not be anything there left that can be identifiable in a way that tells you anything more. The only way we're going to know is if we put boots on the ground and actually take samples and do some actual analysis. But that ain't going to happen.
Well, I was thinking a little red flag, you know, something that would tip us off.
No, there won't be anything like that. Remember, this was not planned. Or if it was planned, it wasn't planned in such a way. This is an impact, so it just goes quash. It's nothing left.
All right, we leave the surface of the moon, the far side of the moon, and we travel now to Mars. Bob is looking at cool images, and he's taking us to a layered Martian history that's exposed in, what is this, a crater, Bob?
No, Valles Marineris. Valles Marineris is the largest canyon in the solar system. You could put dozens of Grand Canyons within it. It's about, six times deeper than the Grand Canyon. Mount Everest would fit inside it. The peak of Mount Everest would just sit below the rim if you put the mountain inside Valles Marineris. And there was a great picture that I found from Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter of layers of a cliff face in the floor of part of Valles Marineris. It's just a very tiny piece of that floor. And lots of layers. And in fact, we're looking at a cliff face that's about 3,000 feet high, which is still one-sixth the height of the depth of this canyon. And many, 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 many layers. So think of the Grand Canyon. Those layers are laid down like sediment layers on Earth, one after another. These are probably lava layers, flood lava, that went on one time after another after another. They were laid out and over eons, billions of years, and then there was enough time for the crater to be eroded, for the canyon to erode away like the Grand Canyon. So when we look at these layers here in Valles Marineris, we're looking at the entire history of geological history of Mars in one snapshot. We get there, we're going to learn that entire history in this one location, John.
And we go from there to a cool image on Mars of fractured terrain.
This is what I call a what the heck image, John, because it's really hard to figure out what's going on here. This is in the volcano country of Mars, so it's probably lots of floodplain lavas, but it's all fractured, like almost like this was ice sheet breaking up on the surface of an ocean. But there's other things going on here that make no sense, and so it's just really cool.
I go along with lava, Bob. I do, the way it bubbles around. It doesn't look like water. It looks like something that was more substantive than water. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. He's also the author of the ebook pioneer, soon to be a video game. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.